Welcome to Messages for Mom, the podcast for moms learning to live with their child's addiction. I'm your host, Fran Banting. Doesn't it seem like when you're faced with a problem or even a crisis, that problem or crisis is always at the front of your mind? Doesn't matter what you're doing, even if you're talking to someone, it's like there is this filter in your way that's clouding your view. It's always in front of you. It's with everything around you. It distorts your reality and it affects everything you do. And until that problem's solved, it seems like you will always have this block. As mom, you were the one in control and you were the one that was always solving the problems in your life and your child's life. It was easy. You were the one in charge. Everyone listened to you. After all, you're mom. And if you couldn't solve the issues at hand, you always had the answers and you knew who to call or to contact for help. You're great at solving everything. But now things are a bit different, aren't they? The problems, as your child grew, started to be their own problems. You might have been there for support and guidance, but many of your child's problems they had to learn to deal with on their own. After all, they needed to learn how to take care of themselves. But now it seems that there's not just a problem. This isn't just a small issue. This is a full-blown crisis. Your child has a problem so severe that you are shocked and you're saddened that something like this could take a grip on your child. And there you are, mom, wanting to fix things. And because you haven't been able to fix it yet, like you usually do, you're literally losing your mind, aren't you? Don't you just miss those days where you just said what to do and everyone did it? And now things are different. You are suffering because your child has an addiction. And that's very difficult to deal with. And it's now part of your life as well. This is your child and you're connected. They have a very huge problem, mom. And you want to be there for them. But you also have to realize that even more frustrating, the one thing that's causing you the most pain and frustration is not just that your child has an addiction. It's that you have no control over it. You cannot control your child, what they do and how they do it. It's out of your control. And that, my dear mom, is what is making you literally crazy. You've lost control of the person you once used to control. And now they're the ones in the driver's seat. You're not driving anymore. They are. And you're a passenger on this nightmare road trip. And this is affecting you so dearly. So does that mean that we're going to work on you taking back control of your child? No, not at all. Your child is the one in control, not you. So do you want to continue riding on this journey that's out of control and headed towards a cliff? Or do you want to get off and do something about it? See, you as mom, you have one amazing power. People watch you and follow you, and they look to you for guidance. What if, rather than trying to control someone else and their problem, what if you stopped and looked at yourself and tried to control your problem? Yeah, that's what I said, mom. You have a problem. You are just as guilty as your child for having an addiction. Through no fault of your own, the same way your child has their addiction, you have one. I'm talking about having something that you hate and that you want to go away, having full control of you from the minute you wake up in the morning to the minute you fall asleep. And you do have something that is controlling you night and day. And that, my dear mom, is your child's addiction. It has its claws in you almost as deeply as it has on your child. You are addicted to your child's addiction. It has a hold on you so strongly that it's controlling your every moment, your every thought, your every emotion. So, as mom, what if you started by controlling your own self, your own addiction? What if you started paying attention to you and controlling your own actions? What do you think would happen? What would being in charge of you and the things you do and say look like if you took back your power and you were in charge again? Wouldn't that be great? But where do you even start? You are entrenched so deep in this problem. This is all you know. It has become your life. So let's start at looking at any problem-solving techniques or crisis management, even AA. The number one thing you have to do before you get started on working on anything, the number one thing to do is to accept. You must first accept that there is a problem. You have to see that there is a problem. Look at it for what it is and label it. That's where it all starts. Until you see that there is a problem and you acknowledge it, you can't begin to fix it. If you cannot acknowledge that you have an addiction, you cannot move forward. See, Mom, there has to be a starting point. And the starting point is the acceptance to yourself, in your mind, and in your body that you have a problem. You do not have control of your child. That's a given. But you, more importantly, have lost control of yourself, your inner and outer self. You as a person, as a mother, as a friend, as a partner, you are just as much addicted as your child. How do you know? Well, you can start by asking yourself, am I in control of myself? Chances are you've lost yourself a long time ago. Where's that mom that used to be so happy and carefree? Where is she now? Do you remember her? Don't you think it's time to find her again? Don't you miss her? I'm sure your family and friends miss her too. Now, I want you to also acknowledge that paying attention to you does not mean that you're turning your back on your child. You would never turn your back on your child. You are turning your back on the addiction. It may have control over your child, but it has nothing on you. Take some time and think about this, Mom. Think about how much time and energy you put in one day that is devoted to nothing but worry. Imagine if you could take that same energy and use it to strengthen you. It's not being selfish, and it's not egotistical. It is just taking a look at the situation and outlining the problem for what it is. Because now that it's clearly sitting in front of you, you can now begin to do what needs to be done to solve it. Now you can work on moving that thing out of the way so that you can see your way clearly. Think of that addiction as a big black blob on the road, and you're now going to kick it out of the way. It's been blocking your journey for long enough. But you can't move something out of the way until you acknowledge that it's even there. You have to first see it there, so clearly in front of you. See it for what it is. And then all you have to do is accept and acknowledge that you have a problem. You need to finally be aware that you are out of control. Accept it. Acceptance is the first step to healing. Accept that this is out of your hands. Free yourself from the burden. Accept that this addiction has taken over you and acknowledge that you have a problem. And once you do that, Mom, once you look at yourself in the mirror and say, yes, I'm out of control. Yes, I've lost myself to this addiction. Yes, I acknowledge and accept that I have a problem. And then, only then, can you start to solve the problem. And just imagine, Mom, if you could learn how to acknowledge a problem within yourself and then do what it takes to solve that problem, what kind of role model would that make you? Just remember, when Mom changes, so does everything around her. You're one tough mother, and I know you're all in. You will do whatever it takes to help this situation that you're in. So start with what you can control. Start with you. Accept the fact that you are powerless over this situation. Accept the fact that it is not your problem, it is your child's. Acknowledge that you have your own problem. You're human. And don't ever feel guilty. The only thing you should be guilty of is having a huge heart and loving so much that it took you out of control. Get back in control of yourself, Mom, by first seeing what is really going on with you. You will see how suddenly things are going to look and feel so much differently. I want you to go through your day and pay attention to all the times you turn your thoughts to the addiction and what it is doing. And every time you worry, just know that each time it's taking away your power to think on your own. It's controlling the most important part of you, your mind. Focus. Start to realize whenever those negative thoughts start coming into your mind and how the thoughts want to take you down a dark path, stop the thought dead in its tracks. Turn your attention to what matters. Turn your attention to something more productive and positive. Turn your thoughts to you. Focus on you again. Think about the things that make you happy. Even if they're not real, fill your mind with any thought that will make you feel and be productive again. Anything. Learn to take back your mind and think about the things that move you forward and allow you to be in control. Start with small thoughts, and as you learn to do this more and more, you will feel yourself again. You'll feel your power coming back. Think about that trip you want to take, that friend you want to go visit, that book you want to read, that course you want to take, anything. Fill your mind with you and what you love. Think, Mom, think. Think about you and your happy life. And it might take a day, it might take a week, it might take a month. But I know that if you do this, you will start to feel yourself again. It's time to let go, Mom. Thank you for joining me today. And for more information on Messages for Mom, you can visit my website at messagesformom.ca. And always remember, Mom, you are not alone.